Happy Friday, my brothers and sisters. This is Granada with Spoken Word. And first of all, I would like to say thank God for another unpromised day. He did not let me, he did not have to let me see another day, but he did. And I am very, very much appreciative to that. I wanted to come to you today and talk to you about a topic that I have been following for a little bit. I hear a lot of people getting upset about the fact of President Trump canceling food stamps and replacing them with actual food. Well, my opinion on that is I agree with it to a certain extent. Okay, why I agree with it to a certain extent is if everybody will be using the assistance for the purpose that it was given for and not for profit and other things, then this would not be happening. I was following and I saw on CBS News that it was a couple. This couple received $167,000 in welfare while living in Palm Beach on a $1.2 million yacht. How is that possible? These folks collected cash, Medicaid, food stamps. I mean, this is the perfect example of someone taking advantage of services that are rendered to help people. This is not for you to get rich or for you to have more than the next person. This is supposed to be something to help you in areas that you are not able to help yourself. Maybe you can pay your light bill or your rent and you don't have enough for food. Okay, then that's when they, based on what you make, give your family, your household, you know, what they think based on your income, of course, they're going to give you what is going to feed you and your family. These people was, this couple was not caught until the state actually caught a deposit going into their bank account that was a sum of $3 million. So, I mean, we will talk about this more later because there is more, you know, to this. I see meat vendors and you have women selling their food stamps for cash, and they're buying things, making storehouses, using food stamps for profit. That's not fair. That is not fair to the people who need it, apply for it, and cannot get it. That's not fair to them. So, I want you to call in and give me your opinion on how you feel about public assistance food stamps being traded for actual boxes of food. This is Renato with Spoken Word, and until next time, remember that God loves you, and so do I. You guys be blessed.